the president will talk about an issue that has divided America: how to stem the tide of illegal immigration and what to do about the estimated 12 million undocumented aliens in the United States. Some in Washington say the illegal immigrants are criminals and border security is the only answer. Others say there is no way to deport so many people, many of whom already put down roots in communities across the nation, and steps should be taken to give them some sort of legal status. President Bush has been urging a middle ground. In his speech Monday, he is expected to urge members of Congress to adopt a comprehensive approach that secures America's borders while presenting illegal immigrants already in the country with a way to remain as guest workers. White House officials say the president has been looking at some new ideas, and one is to bring in National Guard units to help with border security. The National Guard is the only branch of the military organized on the state level. Guard members usually serve on a part-time basis, and their traditional role has been to help their states cope with emergencies. But in recent years, Guard units have been called up for extended duty in the war on terrorism. A few members of the Guard are already working to support the Border Patrol in some parts of the country, and White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says that support role could be expanded. He spoke on CNN's Late Edition program.
The notion of using National Guard to support Border Patrol is not a new one. This is something that's actually already being done. It's not about militarization of the border. It's about assisting the civilian border patrol.
Hadley said several lawmakers are enthusiastic about the idea of deploying thousands of National Guard troops along the border with Mexico. Among them is the top Republican in the Senate, Majority Leader Bill Frist. He also appeared on CNN.
I think that's the least we can do. Securing our borders is a federal responsibility. We need to act. We have failed miserably in the past.
But Senator Patrick Leahy, the senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he is concerned the Guard is already overextended with its commitments in Iraq. He told CNN more border agents should be in place and the Guard should not be used.
We're stretching them pretty thin now. We're going to make a border patrol out of them, what I wish they'd done. And we asked them 2 years ago, why don't you fund the border patrol positions that the Congress has provided? You know what we got from Homeland Security for an answer? Nothing at all.
But Senator Leahy praised President Bush for advocating a comprehensive approach to the problem. Senate leaders say they hope to have work on an immigration reform bill acceptable to the White House completed in the next few weeks. They acknowledge, however, the most difficult part of the legislative process will still lie ahead, reconciling their version of the legislation with the tough border security bill that cleared the House of Representatives late last year. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.